You were telling me before about where you keep your milk and your water or something to keep it cool.
Well, I used to just put them in a spring and have it fixed up, maybe a concrete trough like or something like that in a spring. In a spring house, where you had a good spring, a lot of time it'd be in a good spring house over it. Kept milk in there, and kept the milk in this water, in this cold water, you know.
Nice.
You kept it pretty good, yeah.
What would you call the place around the barn where you'd let all the cows, mules, and other animals walk around?
Yeah, a lot, I reckon.
A lot? Lot?
Barn lot.
Hmm. Did you keep them there? Did you feed them there too?
Well, you know, fed them in the barn.
Oh, you fed them in the barn.
Yeah.
You kept them in the lot and
fed
them in the barn.
I see. Oh, you feed cattle out in the lot lots of times. Well, all they do, throw hay out in the lot. When you fed them grain, you feed them in the troughs in a barn, you know.
I see. Did you ever raise cotton?
Not much. I don't have raised some cotton. I never raised much cotton. Wasn't much cotton raised around my neighborhood. It was some.
Did you
call Rocky Langan around that while
I did? I see. What would you call the grass that, say, well, tell me a little bit about if you did any cotton. How'd you do that? How'd you weed cotton or chop it?
Chopped it with a hole. Whole cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Chopping a hole in the ground.
Hmm. Did you have any grass that grew up around the cotton field where you didn't want it?
Grass.
Mm-hmm. Grass. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Grass.
In the cotton
field. And that hay out of the grass.
In the cotton field.
Oh, cotton field. Oh,
yes,
yeah. I misunderstood. Yes, they had the grass growing there. That's what you said, chop it for.
Ah, I see. What kind of grass?
Crabgrass. And other kinds, too. Some folk had Johnson grass. Crabgrass, I imagine, is the main thing in the cotton patch. Johnson grass didn't grow everywhere, all over the country.
I noticed you called it a cotton patch. You call cotton and tobacco where they grow a...
Just call them in a patch, I reckon, because around in our neighborhood we didn't have a whole lot of acreage in any.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a small... kind of small place. Some folks have had a small cotton.
I see. If it was bigger than a patch, would you?
Yeah, oh yeah, there'd be some. We get in the habit of calling cotton patch or tobacco patch. Because it's maybe an acre or 2 acres.
Mm-hmm. If
sometimes be more than that.
I guess if it was real big, you wouldn't call it a patch, though. Would you still call it a huge?
You'd call it a field. Cotton field. Hay field. Like in cornfield, say cornfield.
Mm-hmm. Or a little cornfield be called a corn patch or cornfield?
Well, sometimes it's called that. You know, mm-hmm. Little patch of corn.
What kind of fences did you have around the yards and the gardens?
Well, it used to be rail.
Rail?
Rail fences made out of chestnut, poplar. Of course, they all give out and had to get wire fences. Wire fences, barbed wire, net wire.
I see. What about, say, a little fence that you'd have around just around your garden? Would you?
Well, that's...